614-1320-WILSA. Facebook is building a neuroscience center to study marketing. It's called the Center for Marketing Science Innovation. They're putting it together in New York, and they're, you know, they're part of your life now, but they're about to go into your head. Lindsay Harrison with us, a marketing expert who runs a marketing agency that specializes in brand strategy. Lindsay, great to have you on WILS.
Thanks for having me.
Yeah, is this something we should be looking forward to, the neuroscience of marketing and Facebook getting into that?
You know, I think that it's funny because neuromarketing has actually been around for quite a while. And I think that the reason why we are getting such a buzz about it right now is because Facebook is taking it on. So you've had companies like Hyundai, Google, Walt Disney, they've been doing this for many, many years.
And do we know what they're going to be looking at exactly in this neuroscience approach to marketing?
I can't say anything for Google, but, you know, or I'm sorry, for Facebook, but they look for everything. So they want to see what triggers you, what makes you happy, what makes you sad, what makes you angry, where are you looking, why are you looking there, how long are you looking there. They want to know everything. So well, I think that ultimately it will help their platform as well as help advertisers.
Yeah. Do you think that's really necessary to be effective in marketing, to know these kinds of things?
I do. I think that as we get deeper and deeper into the social age, for advertisers, it's key. Mm-hmm. How are we going to be able to get to these people? And when we actually do get to these people, because that's expensive to do, what's going to trigger them to make the next move?
Yeah. Well, typically if they show some cats, right, or dogs, some kind of videos that are fun, we'll stick around for that, right?
Right. Anything that has to do with cats, we've got it.
Yeah. I'm curious, though, because in terms of knowledge of marketing, it seems like, you know, it's been decades of knowledge of how to market to people. Has it really changed that much with the Internet?
It's changed immensely. You know, they are the basic principles of marketing and colors and sayings and fonts and, uh-huh. and those different types of things when it comes to brand strategy. However, you're in a whole new age. You have 3 to 5 seconds, maybe even if that, to trigger somebody to have them make the next move of things. And so you want to make sure that those 3 to 5 seconds are, you give it your all.
I mean, I have to admit, when I'm online, if I view something as a form of marketing just by out of principle, I will stop watching or click it off immediately. How do they get around that?
Well, I think that that's a lot of what this neuromarketing is. So we have now come into a day and age of if you are being told something, if you know that you're being marketed or advertised to, people don't want to see it. So what is the next step? And how do we make sure that we are getting to people, but they're enjoying the experience as well?
I mean, so we're basically going to be manipulated more effectively. Is that what we're talking about?
Yep.
Well, I mean, because they could do subliminal things, I guess. I mean, how far do you think they'll go with this?
Well, so we were actually just talking about this earlier today. There was a big uproar about subliminal messaging quite a few years ago, and I think that that definitely crosses the line. We are getting into a gray area, if you like, and I think that you're probably going to start seeing some regulation when it comes to it.
Really? Is that happening now, you think, online, subliminal messaging that they're not telling us about?
I don't think so. I think that because it got such a bad rap quite a few years ago, that I think that people are really kind of nervous to even touch it. So if you're found out for doing that, I think it's the demise of your company. So I think that people are really trying to stay away from it.
Yeah, because we're talking. So in terms of marketing now online specifically, what would you say is some of the most ingenious or effective strategies that you've seen recently?
Well, so a lot of the things that we talk to clients about are bringing the old with the new. So you're not going to get around advertising online, but how are we going to do that but bring the techniques of the old to make sure that it's to the masses? So a lot of the things that we'll do, if you go onto somebody's website, most likely you'll then be able to figure out where they live, so their home address. We can tap that into a third-party program, which then ends up writing with a robot a thank you note, or hey, we heard or we saw that you're interested in what it is that we're doing on our website, and then automatically send that via snail mail. Was the last time that you got a handwritten letter in the mail? And you always open those things.
Well,
so now you've gone to a website and few weeks later, you get something and go, oh, okay. And you look at it twice.
It won't take long before we figure out they're not written by a human, right? It's just a matter of time. Lindsay Harrison, marketing expert. Lindsay Harrison, find her at itcrowdmarketing.com. Itcrowdmarketing.com. Lindsay Harrison on 1320 WILS. Thank you, Lindsay.
Thanks, guys.